VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With an attempt to end the government shutdown while getting the funding he wants for a border wall with Mexico, U.S. President Trump offered Democrats compromises on his hardline immigration policies. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
President Donald Trump says he's ready to break the logjam and make a deal with the Democrats. Give him nearly $6 billion for a steel barrier stretching 370 kilometers along the border with Mexico, and he will agree to 3 years of protection against deportation for some immigrants.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace. The radical left can never control our borders. I will never let it happen.
But Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where the Democrats are in control, is calling Trump's proposal a non-starter. The president's offer also faces criticism from some prominent conservative commentators who warned Trump that going soft on immigration would jeopardize his re-election next year because many of his supporters will desert him. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A tragedy involving migrants en route to Europe from North Africa. A rubber dinghy sank in the Mediterranean off the coast of Libya, and officials say only three of the 120 on board the overloaded craft survived. Among the missing are 10 women, 2 children, and a 2-month-old baby. Survivors indicated that their fellow migrants came from West African countries, including Nigeria, Ivory Coast, and Gambia. The three survivors were plucked to safety by an Italian Navy helicopter on Friday afternoon. That's according to the Navy. The sinking dinghy, when spotted by a Navy patrol plane, had about 20 people aboard, according to them. Plane's crew launched 2 life rafts near the dinghy, which inflated, and a Navy destroyer, some 100 nautical miles away, dispatched a helicopter to the scene. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The governor of Hidalgo updated the number of people killed resulting from a fuel pipeline explosion to at least 73, with many injured. Reuters' Lauren Anthony is covering this story.
Footage shows flames leaping into the night sky in Hidalgo State, north of Mexico City, as people screamed and cried for help. The region's governor warned the number of victims could still rise. The explosion was one of the worst in recent history in a country that has suffered hundreds of illegal ruptures to its network of oil and gas pipelines. But some users of social media responded to the explosion with anger, saying the fuel thieves only had themselves to blame.
Thousands of women gathered in cities in the United States and around the world Saturday for the third annual Women's March to demand gender equality and call attention to environmental concerns and immigrant rights, among other issues. A protester took the stage and grabbed the mic at a Women's March event in New York City after conflicts over control, inclusivity, and alleged anti-Semitism led to dueling Women's March events. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
At the downtown rally organized by the Women's March in New York City, protester Laura Loomer ambushed the stage, yelling that they don't represent Jewish people and it's a Nazi march. She was escorted away and earned a rebuke from organizer Agunda Okeyo.
What we're doing today is we're going to uplift each other and we're going to make sure we stay positive.
The controversy stems from Women's March co-leader Tamika Mallory's refusal to denounce Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who's known partly for his anti-Semitic rhetoric. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. and Somali military officials said Saturday that scores of al-Qaeda-affiliated fighters were killed during an attack on a government military base near Somalia's southern port city of Kismaya. The militants first launched a surprise dawn attack Saturday at the base village, 50 kilometers north of Kismaya, starting with a triple suicide blast. Scores of heavily armed militants then stormed the base from all directions. That's according to Somali officials. U.S. officials said Saturday that 52 al-Shabaab militants were killed in a retaliatory airstrike following the initial attack. The airstrike targeted a site in Somalia's Middle Juba region, and no civilians were killed or injured, according to a U.S. Africa Command press release. The United States says it's determined to address legitimate concerns of all sides to the conflict in Afghanistan to achieve peace in the country. Zalmay Khalilzad, the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghan Reconciliation, tweeted the pledge Saturday from neighboring Pakistan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.